CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. It is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta in the RF section, but before we do that, we're going to recognize the pre-net check-ins, Echolink stations, and new amateur radio operators. So starting with pre-net check-ins, we have K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity, AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida, KG4PFI Don and KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda there in Piedmont, W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville, KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock, KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson, KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina, KB2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley, South Carolina, and KX4YM, that's Scott in Greenville. And we'll just do a refresh to make sure we don't have any others, and we don't. But we do have an Echolink station, so we'll go right on into the Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Golf Hotel. My name is Jonathan. I'm in Easley, and I'll be negative and negative. That's KQ4TGH.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KQ4TGH, Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Golf Hotel. That's Jonathan in Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Jonathan. You sounded good over Echolink. You got it dialed in just right. Appreciate you being there this evening. Okay, do we have any? That's the only Echolink station we have at this moment, so we're going to go right on into amateur radio operators who are brand new, have never checked in before, and are not quite sure of the protocol, but would like to get checked in. Just throw your call sign out there, and I will do the rest. Okay, not hearing any at the moment, but we'll keep checking as they're continuing to do training sessions and do licensing test sessions. Tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with Alpha through Delta, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an A through a D, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW. Dean Dave, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73s to you and all on the net, and a Merry Christmas to everyone.
Amy as well. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
W. Leanne. Kilo Niner. I'm having some trouble here. K9DSD. I'll tell you why later. This is Tim in Simpsonville. I'll be hanging around for RAC 2.
Control. Kilo Juliet 4. Bravo Kilo India. KJ4BKI. Jack Rock Hill. In and out. Y'all have a blessing and a Merry Christmas. If I don't get you between now and then, y'all have a good one.
Okay, that was a good start to the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. We would like to check in KK4DMW, that's Rick, bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. Rick and Lorena are in Piedmont, and Michelle is in Ware Shoals. Rick, Merry Christmas to you, and Lorena and Michelle. Appreciate you guys being with us this evening and hope you have a wonderful Christmas this year. And our Wednesday night net control operator and all things SwapNet, KI4DOS. That's Gary. Bring with him K3JLY. That's Miss Joy there in Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Gary. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing okay. And do tell Miss Joy we said hello. And K9BSD, that's Tim. He is in Simpsonville. Tim, I've got you down for comments, so we will be back to you in just a little bit. And don't sweat it on the call. Happens to all of us. KJ4BKI, that's Jack, all the way from Rock Hill. You're sounding really good from Rock Hill tonight, Jack. We appreciate you taking the time to check in. Do we have any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, well, that was a good group. We can only hope that all the others are that good. We'll move it on up to the Echo Through Hotel group, station with the first letter in their suffix. It begins with an E through an H, and we'll like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Even all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. About home in Penrose, I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Dave. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN Harry in Kenner, North Carolina, where it is 32 degrees. Still on the balmy side. Be negative, negative tonight, Dave. Thanks.
For DJW, W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Sunday night Net Control operator, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Patrick. I continue the auto mechanicking on into changing the oil on my car today. First time I've changed oil in a car in 30 years. Had to take the front right passenger tire off to change the oil. Imagine that. Engineers change over the years. Good to have you with us tonight, Patrick. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KC4EZN, he's in Candler, North Carolina, where they've got us by 3 degrees. Harry, it is 35 degrees here in Greer, so you're 3 degrees under us. We could probably break out some suntan lotion here without our extra 3 degrees. Anyway, you guys stay warm up there. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And we do have W4FHJ. That's Gene, sounding good from Taylor, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing well. Hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year if I don't talk to you before then. I appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to push us to the India Through Lima group, stationed with the first letter and the suffix of their call that begins with an I through an L. And would I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Yeah. Hope you and Miss Amy are doing well. Hope that you all are expecting to have a very Merry Christmas. A good evening. You enjoy. All of everyone. Everyone and I are doing well. No comment.
DJW, good evening, Dave, everybody on the net. This is KW4, KWS, Kilo Whiskey 4, Kilo Whiskey Sierra, Kevin in Etowah. We'll be negative, negative, wishing everybody a Merry Christmas, 73.
W4, DJW. Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry, wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to have you tonight, James. You sound good. And W4IOE, that's Sid. He's in Fletcher, North Carolina. He'll be calling the 14664 net tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Be sure and check in with him tomorrow at 8 on 14664 with a peel tone of 91.5. I'm sure Sid would appreciate it, and I'm sure you'll enjoy his net. And Sid, do tell Miss Beverly, we said hello, and you're making it into the repeater, but not by a whole lot of there's not a whole lot of headroom. But you are making it in. Appreciate you being with us tonight, and hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas and a happy New Year, if I don't talk to you before then. KW4KWS, that's Kevin in Etowah, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Kevin. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. You sound a little better tonight, Larry. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And tell Miss Donna we said hello, and you guys have a Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you again before then. Do you have any other stations in the India Through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, that brings us to the Mike Through Papa group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
If you would, please check in WT3M. That's Whiskey Tango 3 Mike. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
David, you just might have this group to yourself. Net control, I recognize WT3M. That's David. He's in Shoals Junction, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, that brings us up to the Quebec Through Tango group. Station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Sounds like I might have my group all to myself again tonight, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry. Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel, Sierra Ronda. Both in Easley, and I'll be here for some rag to you, no traffic. And also my brother Randall, November 9, Tango Echo Charlie. N9TEC, he's in Asheville. My youngest brother, Charlie. Did I say Charlie already? I don't remember. Charlie's call is Kilo Foxtrot 4, Golf Foxtrot. KF4GGF. He's in Goose Creek. And hope you're having a good evening. Good evening, everybody on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4QLG. That's Chris. He's over in Liberty. You're sounding good, Chris. Yeah, and Tom's probably taking care of Bernice. He owes her that. So we'll give him a break for that. KC4SKD, that's our every other Friday night net control operator, Larry from Easley. Bring with him KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. And also, Larry's bringing with him N9TEC, that's Randall in Asheville, and KF4GGF, that's Charlie in Goose Creek, South Carolina. Good to have them with us as well. Larry, I do have these down for comments, so I will be back to you in a little bit. Appreciate you being here this evening. Do you have any other stations, Quebec Through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
JW, I had the volume down. I'm sorry, I've been busy. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. And I'd like to thank Patrick for sending me a text to remind me. And thanks for calling the net, Dave. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
Okay, we have N0TR meandering in from lower side of 40 meters CW with the volume turned down on 2 meters. Good to have you with us tonight, Tom. N0TR, my neighbor in Greer. And do tell Miss Bernice we are thinking about her and hope you and her have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. Any other stations in the Quebec Through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that'll bring us up to the patient group for Saturday night, which is the Uniform Through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Baby. Dave, I appreciate you calling the net tonight. Please check in. Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. That's W4ZPH. My name's David. I'm a negative.
W. Check in, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in, Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening, you, number one on net.
EJW. Okay, so I got some more check-ins for you. Relays. Please check in Leon NC9V and Miss Wendy KE4DXJ and also N4ZLK.
Okay, that was a whole bunch of them. I don't know if I got them all right, but we'll find out. One of them I messed up, and I'm trying to fix it. Yeah, I don't think I got that one right. So, net control, I'd like to recognize WB4ZPH. That's David and Taylor. You're sounding good tonight, David. Do appreciate you being there with us this evening. And Tommy, K4XB, bring with him KQ4TBD. That's Angela, and they're in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy, and tell Miss Angela we said hello. And then I have Simon from Kentucky, KE4TXJ. That's who he turns out to be, Simon from Kentucky. I have N4ZLK, that's Shane, and he is in Cleveland. And then I have a NT9VK. I think I messed up two of those, Patrick. You want to give me those two I messed up with over again? I think the only one I got right was Shane.
This is KO4HKX. I went a little too fast there, Dave. I'm sorry for that. It's NC9V, Nancy Charlie, Niner Victor.
And then the other one, there was one other one besides Shane and Leon.
Kilo Echo 4 Delta X-ray. I don't know what J is right now.
Is that Wendy KE4DXJ? Is that Wendy in Hendersonville? Okay, I got them straightened out now. You know, with the new version of this, you have to wait a second before you hit F4. It won't clear the field, or you have to hit it twice. And that's my problem. I wasn't hitting it twice, and I was getting two sets of call signs in the box. It just wouldn't take it. But anyway, I appreciate your patience with me. Net control, I'd like to recognize N4ZLK. That's Shane. He's in Cleveland. And NC9V, that's Leon. He's in Hendersonville. And KE4DXJ, that's Wendy in Hendersonville. Appreciate those relays, Patrick. And sorry I bumbled it up a little bit. But not quite as good as I used to be. Anyway, appreciate you being there. Appreciate you bringing them along with you. We do have an Echolink station, so we're going to take a break for Echolink stations for the moment, and we'll be back to the RF in just a minute. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Called W4DJW.
W4DJW. Hello again, Dave. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Dave, to yourself all on the net. Negative, negative.
Okay, net control, like to recognize KA4PQA. That's Stephen, sounding good from Greenwood over Echo Link. Good to have you as nice, Stephen. Appreciate you being here, and happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you if we don't talk to you again before then. Appreciate you being there. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like that's going to do it for the formal portion. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the RAG-2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG-2s. And the first one up on the stump this evening is Tim. He is K9BSD. That was a version of Unix a long time ago, Tim. He's in Simpsonville. Called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
K9BSD. I'm going to do that since I just got the new call sign. It was something I'd been looking for I think about 20 years. I've been looking to get this call sign, so did a vanity call sign. My former one was KD4EGM. So that's why I got tongue-tied trying to come out with Kilo 9 Bravo Sierra Delta. I haven't done that phonetically very much since I just got back on the air. So just thought I would check in, say hi to everybody, let anybody that remembers me as my former call sign and now is a new one. Back to you.
So, Tim, is there any what's the rationale behind the BSD?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to put that in there. So my main hobby is dog training. I've been training and showing dogs for this actually marks my 50th year since I've been doing that. So that's where the canine comes from. And the BSD stands for Belgian Sheepdog, which is the breed that I've had most of that 50 years. So that's why I've been looking at it. I mean, literally, it's probably been over 20 years when I first started looking at that, and it got renewed in 2010, and then I checked again in 2020, and it didn't get renewed. But you got to wait like 4 years after that. They've got like a 2 year wait to hold it for the original holder, and then another 2 year of family members or something. So it just came available this last September, so I jumped on it then.
Well, I can see that, Tim. We used to have a guy on here that raised the, I think it was, no, it was Border Collies. He raised Border Collies. He passed away. He's no longer with us anymore. But he really loved those Border Collies, and I imagine the Belgian Sheepdogs are kind of like, they're kind of similar, aren't they?
Well, not. Yeah, I mean, they both herd, but structurally and everything, they kind of look different. So the Belgian Sheepdogs are same breed most places as the Belgian Malinois, which people know from movies and stuff, and protection dogs, and a couple other varieties. But the Belgian Sheepdogs are a longer hair, solid black version of the Belgian Shepherds.
Well, that sounds like a pretty dog. I'm a dog person myself. I've had dogs all my life. Mostly had German Shepherds for the first half of my life, and then the last half of my life I've had Yorkies, and just now switching over to Maltese. Just got some Maltese that are 6 months old about 3 months ago. They're 6 months old now, and got them about 3 or 4 months ago. And boy, they are growing fast. But gotta love those puppies. Go ahead, Harry.
Hey, this is Earl. Yeah, I just bought two Australian Shepherd puppies, and they 9 weeks old, and buddy, they are a handful.
Well, congratulations to you, Earl. I did check you into that KK4HXB, Earl and Traveler's Rest. Congratulations to you. There's nothing like having new puppies. They're a handful. They're a lot of work, but it's well worth it.
So I had a King Shepherd. I had her since she was about 8 or 9 weeks old, and I had her, and she passed away a couple years ago. She was 12 years old, weighed about 120 pounds, and I'll tell you what, she loved me to death. I couldn't get out of her sight. We'd go camping. I'd go to the bathhouse, and you could hear her all over the campground going, oh, 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 oh. Bless her heart, I miss her.
Well, when you're with them all the time, they do have that that attraction that just, there's nothing like it. And the same thing with me when I leave. My wife tells me they're waiting at the gate when I can get back. So it's kind of nice, but it would, I mean, it's not, I don't think it's too healthy to have them that bound to you. But I think when you spend all your time with them, that's bound to happen one way or another. Tim, back to you. Do you have anything else for us this evening?
No, Dave, I think that was it. Like I said, just getting back on the air after being silent for a long time, just busy in life, but retiring soon. So been working on HF antenna, getting that back up after the hurricane took everything down, and just getting back on the air some. So this is K9 BSD. Back to you, Dave.
Okay, Tim. Well, don't feel alone. Hurricane took down my last HF antenna, too, so I'm HF-less right now. HF-less at the moment. I got to get out there and clean that up. I cleaned up all the trees. Now I got to clean up the ham radio gear up there. There's still the HF antenna wrapped around my 2-meter antenna when it broke. It was stretched pretty tight, and the hurricane stretched it even tighter. Anyway, appreciate you letting us know, and good luck with the retirement. Hope you enjoy that. I'm 2 years into mine and enjoying it like nothing else. But hope you and hope that gives you a whole lot more time for the puppies. And appreciate you throwing out that out there, Earl, about you picking up some new puppies. And there's just nothing like it. I know I'm doing it myself. And it does keep you busy, but it's well worth it. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Will I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW?
Recheck, Dave.
Go right ahead, Stephen.
Dave, Dave, just wanted to let you know I appreciate the Christmas and appreciate the Merry Christmas and New Year's wish and I just wanted to say just wanted to recheck and say likewise in return to you and yours as well.
Well, Stephen, we do appreciate that very much, and that's very heartfelt. Appreciate you doing that. That's that time of the year, right, to spread the joy. So appreciate it very much. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, next one up on the stump this evening is KC4SKD. That's Larry. And easily, Larry, called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, this is KC4SKD. Correct me if I'm wrong, but did I hear you say you worked on your car today and you changed the oil in it? And you had to take one of the front tires off to change the oil?
That is affirmative. I couldn't sleep much last night, so I just got up and Googled it in the middle of the night. And I watched several different videos of them doing it because I couldn't believe that was correct. And it's a 2017 Nissan Maxima, and the oil filter is pointed right at the right front tire. And there's just this little flap that's on the inside of the wheel well that just has these little push pins in it. And you take that little flap off, and you have really nice, easy access to the fuel filter. It's super simple. It's right there. But you do have to jack the car up and take the wheel off to get to it. I guess that's a lot easier than trying to contort your body all over the place, trying to get around, you know, those transverse mounted engines. Sometimes they're in the back, and it's hard to get to them unless you have, you know, like a lift that you can put the car up on. And that makes it a lot easier, but I don't have that. But, I've got that changed while my wife was watching a TV show, and I think I was able to change it and clean up and drive it around the block and make sure there was no leaks. I think I was able to do that all within one show that she was watching. And it's a matter of convenience now. I used to just always take it to the dealership. But now that I'm retired, that's kind of – I don't like to waste my time sitting at the dealership. I think I can change the oil quicker myself without as much inconvenience as – if you have to take it to the dealership and you have to sit there and wait on it, because sometimes you have to wait a long time because they run into problems with other people's cars. You know what I mean, Larry?
Okay, well, I hate you have to take the wheel off to my truck. You have to turn the front wheels, well, you got to turn them to the left as far as you can, and there's just enough space to reach in there to get to the filter. It's not a transverse mounted engine, but That's a little aggravating. Slide way up and under the thing and reach through the skid plate and get the oil filter on it. But anyway, yeah, I understand about sitting at the dealer and waiting a while to get that done. Plus, if you can do it yourself, you know the job's done right, because I've heard some nightmare stories where places did not do the job right.
Well, you're absolutely correct there. You get the oil plug put in there cross-threaded, or you get somebody over-tightening it, or you get some dirt on that gasket, or they don't put oil on the gasket on the oil filter, or you get dirt on it. You don't get the old stuff cleaned out. I mean, it sounds like a simple thing, just changing the oil, but there are some nuances to changing the oil. Also, you know, if you can, fill the oil filter up with oil, not fill it to the brim, but put a lot of oil in the filter before you put it on if it hangs straight down. If it goes in sideways, that's kind of hard to do. You can still put some in it. But that's the hardest time there is on your engine, is that gap when it's filling up when metal that doesn't normally ever touch metal on the inside of your engine. Normally it's never touching. There's always a layer of oil between all the moving parts. But when that oil filter is filling up with oil, there is metal to metal. And that's some, even when it's just idling, that's a lot of pressure, metal to metal. So you can get more damage right after you change the oil and you start the engine up if you don't put oil in the filter before you start it up. You can get more damage right there than, you know, 20,000 miles worth of use.
Believer in that. The truck is impossible to do that, and the RAV4 is impossible. But now the 4Runner, yes, you can fill the filter up full of oil before you put it on. And yeah, I definitely believe in doing that whenever you can. But that's a good thing. Plus, you know, you got to go dispose of the old oil and all that, and clean up. But yeah, I've always done my own oil changes ever since I had my first car, which was a 1974 Vega.
Well, I always did that before I left the country to go to live in Europe. And when I came back, before I left, I had to sell everything. I didn't put anything in storage. I don't think I put much at all in storage. And I sold my tools. I sold my my jack stands. I sold, you know, just about everything and left the country and went and lived over there. And when I came back, I never really rebuilt my inventory of stuff like that. So it was just easier to take it to somebody else and let them do it. And I was also traveling back and forth between the U.S. and Europe a lot. So I really didn't have any time back then. And then I got in the bad habit of not doing it at all. And now that I'm retired, I've had to sit there and wait on them a couple of times. And I don't like that. I just don't like sitting there doing nothing or looking at my phone or, you know, walking around and look at the new vehicles, stuff like that. You just run out of stuff to do while you're doing all that stuff.
And that. And, well, I did work on my truck a little bit today. I put the new mass airflow sensor on it. The other one was not reading correctly, and it was not sending good information to the computer, so I didn't drive it far. I had to go to Home Depot, which is less than a mile from the house. So I do have another little project with the truck. Gear shift, this automatic transmission, the gear shift has these little bushings. It's got four bushings in there and they wear out. And the gear shift is kind of loose, flopping around a little bit. So I went and bought new bushings. And I got to look, and it's going to take several hours to take all that out and replace the bushings. And I didn't want to get into that today. I'm just going to wait till a better day when I got more time.
Well, on that mass airflow sensor and on the O2 sensor, I just happened to see some interesting YouTube videos while I was looking for other videos, just because I wanted to prepare myself for anything that I would not have known about. YouTube's kind of nice for that. It just kind of sets you up for what you're about to do when you do something you haven't done yet. And that can save you a ton of time if you just watch one of those videos. But I also saw, while I was doing that, a guy that was talking about washing your engine, washing under the hood, keeping it clean under there. I remember my dad used to do that. He had a box of Tide detergent. He'd just kind of sprinkle it all over. He'd wet the engine down. He'd sprinkle the Tide all over it. And then he'd take a brush and he'd kind of brush up the parts that you could see. And then he'd take the hose and hose it back down. And when I discovered the world of pressure washing, and, you know, you could put a can of liquid soap underneath the pressure washer and have a vacuum tube suck up some soap while you get your engine all lathered up that way, and then you can just pressure wash it off, and that looks brand new and clean and shiny. that's really bad for the mass air sensor, and that's really bad for the O2 sensor, and that's really bad for your electrical connections. Not right at first. Not right at first, not right when you clean the engine right at first, but after a few weeks, that water will creep in. Those plugs are made to be water resistant, not waterproof. And if you hit it with a pressure washer like I was doing many years ago, it's bad for it because it'll get past the washer and it'll get in there and then it'll oxidize. And then when the oxidation starts shaking off, it'll create resistance and then you don't get good readings anymore. So I'm kind of glad I watched that video. It taught me a thing or two, Larry. KC4SKD, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
KD here, yeah. Agree with that wholeheartedly, but it does make it a little difficult when you go to clean the engine nowadays. Also, I find myself wishing somebody had like a mini pressure washer instead of a 1 or 2 foot wide spray pattern. You know, you could get down to like a couple of inches where you could reach down in there and just wash the parts that really needed to be washed without blasting the whole half of the engine.
Yeah, because it's the electrical connectors that are really bad. And one of the things, and my wife's got a hybrid, so it kind of caught my attention. The inverter on the hybrid is especially vulnerable to pressure washing, and that comes with a huge bill to replace the inverter. If you have to replace an inverter on a hybrid vehicle, you're going to have to mortgage your house probably. I don't know. They say it's really expensive. But it's a big bill, and just for washing under your hood, that's sometimes it pays to watch YouTube videos before you do something, right? Because other people that have already experienced that, thank goodness they're nice enough to build a video and upload the video so that people like me anyway that like to have a nice clean under the hood don't do stuff that you regret later. KC4SKD, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Yeah, I have watched many YouTube videos on how to work on vehicles, and I was watching one talk about my transmission shift linkage. I didn't know I had a problem until I watched YouTube. And then I thought, that's why that's... It feels more like a manual transmission shifter than automatic. So, yep. But I'm glad I watched it because I don't want to leave it like that with all those bushings worn out. That's my next project. Anyway, maybe I can get to that New Year's Day or something because I got the parts to do it with. Anyway, I'll let you get back to the net, Dave. We may have some more check-ins waiting. Good talking to you, and thank you for calling the net. W4DJW, and then it, KC4SKD.
Well, Larry, I do appreciate you hanging around for the rag chew portion and giving second shift more time to show up. If we haven't had all of our second shift already, but I do appreciate that. And again, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year if I don't talk to you again before then. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Control. November 4, Delta Mike Echo, N4DME, Paul over here in Tocoi. Also check in Donald, Alpha Alpha 4, Quebec Sierra. We're both being and out tonight. Good evening to everybody on the...
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N4DME, that's Paul, bringing with him AA4QS. That's Donald, they are in Tocoa, Georgia. Good to have you as night, Paul. Till Donald, we said hello, and hope you guys have a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like that's gonna about do it this evening. Be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where KO4HKX Patrick will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm sure he will appreciate that, and I'm sure you'll enjoy that net as well. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.